Maybe someday that Christmas song will be picked up by Misha Brugger-Gossman. She's a karaoke singer. She's known for turning up in Toronto bars, singing something by Blue Oyster Cult, say, Don't Fear the Reaper. But on the karaoke circuit, Brugger-Gossman is a ringer because in her day job, she's a professional singer, known for her performances of classical art songs. She loves to sing barefoot, and her new CD called Surprise offers her interpretations of cabaret songs. As part of our series, Musicians in Their Own Words, Misha Brugger-Gossman sat down on the floor and explained why she loves to sing cabaret.
Cabaret, to me, is classical music letting its hair down.
My friend George used to say, Georgia, hon, get yourself a drink.
It's not, you know, pastoral poems about love and longing and loss. It's about a dog or a girl crazy man or a, a transvestite being murdered by a Navy officer. It, like, allows you to comment on all of these stories using the language of the Western classical tradition.
One fine day, a stranger in a suit of navy blue took George's life. George had placed beside an apple pie he'd baked and stabbed him in the middle of the Dremel as he sang for this particular stranger who was in the United States Navy.
I think that music without drama or character is uninteresting, and that's what I kind of like about this repertoire, is that it feels like it's an extension of who I am anyway. Arnold Schoenberg has been the punchline of many a joke about contemporary atonality, but he did love a good joke, and he did love the art of song. William Bochum and I met in Ann Arbor. Someone had canceled, and he ended up playing his cabaret songs while I sang them. So I went from hoping that I could maybe sing them for him and ask him a few questions to performing them with him in concert. I had really wanted to ask him about the character of Black Max. Is it an actual person? Is it the plague? Is it syphilis?
He was always dressed in black. Long black jacket, broad black hat.
When I asked Bill about it, he was like, well, Arnie, meaning Arnold Weinstein, used to hang out in Rotterdam for a time, and there was this character that wore black all the time and was thin and had a hat.
He would raise that big black hat to the big shots.
And the song is about the myth of this weird guy.
Never knew they were bowing to black.
It makes the song easier to sing because I can really be a storyteller without having to impregnate the simple words with a deeper meaning like it's death. And also it's the story of a time of mystery and a lot of decadence.
There were women in the windows with bodies for sale, dressed in curls like little girls in little dolls.
I think that singers can't help at some point to feel very empowered because of all the sound they can make just with their own body. For me, the inside of my body is extremely technical, and what happens on the outside is extremely emotional. And you do spend a lot of time trying to meld the two. But at the end of the day, it's still about breathing with, like, a supported scream.
So
there's a comfort in knowing that I'm doing the right thing. Being patiently ambitious like I am, I want to work at a high level and then get to an even higher level and do more for classical music because I think it's the best art form in the world and I'm on fire for it.
Misha Brueger-Gossman, in her own words. Her new CD is called Surprise. You're hearing it on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.